Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. If you're listening in live and you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/live, you can hear us when we do our live radio shows. Today is Tuesday. It's noon Eastern time for those people that will be keeping score, and you can listen to us on the archive version of this as well if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/, and then you can do like Pocket Change or Pocket Change Fortunes. This segment is done with Ginny Barnhart, and it's a really special segment because for me personally, when I met Ginny and we started talking about stuff, and Ginny, by the way, is spelled G-I-N-N-I if you're looking for her up on the guest section, but if you were part of the conversations I had before with Ginny, you'd see that we are so similar in many of our thought processes. It was just a natural fit. It was like the O.J. Simpson glove that really fit, if you know what I mean. So we can do some serious now. Bad analogy. Horrible analogy. Take that one back. But the reality is that it just fit like a glove. And because I started talking about some of the things that we do, and she started talking about some of the things that she does, and if I was in her kind of business, I'd be doing more or less the same thing. And if she was in my kind of business, she'd probably be doing the same thing as well. So it was a natural fit. So when we started doing Building Fortunes, I said, you know, we have to do some radio shows because we have a platform that can help you get where you want to be, and we're just doing these radio shows because I really, first of all, love to talk to Ginny. She's a great person, great family gal if you listen to our previous radio show, but she's got a wonderful mind as far as an entrepreneur. And if you want to learn how to be an entrepreneur, you got to hang out with people that, I'm going to use the term organically, are entrepreneurs. She is just a natural. She just sees it right away. Doesn't have to be explained. I got it. I'm already on it. I'm probably going to do it better than you were thinking. And that's the way that my experience has been with her. So we started off with this radio show. We call it Pocket Change Fortunes. And Ginny does stuff with real estate over in Ohio, so we have classified ad sites as well. But I want to use today to kind of introduce you re-again to Ginny Barnhart. We're going to be talking about this Pocket Change Fortune stuff, but we're also going to be sharing with you the side of her that does both the retail business person and the home-based business person as well. So the one that has the brick-and-mortar store or brick-and-mortar office, you know, the traditional stuff, as well as the person who says, you know, I see the benefits and the advantages of the home-based business stuff as well, and it's very rare that you actually have somebody that can understand and master both. So if you want to do something with Ginny, you definitely want to do something with Ginny either locally or long distance, depending on where your focus is going to be as well. But Ginny, thanks for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
So tell people, for those people that might have missed your first radio show, a little bit about your background, then we'll jump, and a little bit about your background and your traditional business, and then we'll jump into the blending of the home-based business as well.
All right, great. Yes, I am by trade, I'm a licensed mortgage loan officer. And, you know, initially you had to go into an office and work out of the office. But as technology came to be, you know, stronger in our era, we were able to now start working from home. And real estate is kind of the same way. My husband is the real estate side of the industry and I'm the mortgage side. So we work a lot together. And I think that that's where, when we start working from home, that's when we start realizing what you can do from home versus having to go into the office to do the same thing. You eliminate a lot of your travel time. And, you know, I'm a huge workaholic, so the drive is such a issue for me when I'm going from one place to another, because I'm like, when I could be using this time to work. So my drive to the office now is only 5 minutes, and it just has to stop by to get gas. I'm like glaring at them that I do not have time for this. I need to get to the office. So that, I guess, explains a little bit about that transition for me going from the retail traditional office to working from home.
Excellent. So in the traditional business you're in, let's explain a little bit about what you do. So you do the real estate stuff, but also explain how you kind of expanded a little bit beyond that. And if you want to talk about Nexus Insta, you can do that too.
Okay. Yeah. What happened was when the crash happened in the early 2000s and mortgage wasn't as lucrative, I was brought on to a local brokerage here in Cincinnati, and he hired me on as his HR marketing director. And he was actually starting a real estate brokerage that was really beyond its time. It was actually one of the first virtual real estate brokerages where you didn't have an office to house all the agents. They basically worked from home and only came into the office when necessary. So what I did was I had to really change my focus from mortgage marketing to marketing as a whole and helping people, real estate agents that come from so many different backgrounds and help market them, help them market themselves as real estate agents. So what happened was during that, it kind of blossomed into wow, there's more people that work from home. There's a lot of sales positions that they don't provide offices locally. And that's where I started thinking more outside just the real estate box. And that's where Nexus Office Solutions was born. We are, you know, a full office solutions product that can help the home-based business as well as traditional, because we do have traditional retail clients that use us too for their marketing needs. So that's kind of how that happened.
Excellent. So you do a lot of stuff helping to support the people in your business, and as a result of that, it kind of expanded. You just kind of saw the potential. Listen, while we're doing this, why would we outsource it? Maybe it would make some sense that we do this personally. And then as a result of that, kind of made that into a profit-generating center, and also expanded your scope to be able to market to and be able to handle more customers. So that's a really cool thing about what you did over there. Yep. Now then, being as busy as you are, I have to compliment you on what I'm going to say next, even though you don't know what I'm going to say next. I work with people that are all over the place, like ADHD. Now, that's not a slam on people that have ADHD, but they can't really focus on anything. Like, they're all over the place. Like, let's do this, and then let's do that, and let's do this, and then there's always in that mode that they never get anything done. You are the type that says, nope, I could see the benefit of this. We can concentrate on this. You kind of slow down a little bit. You get it done, and you can actually implement it. So it's just not wild ideas as far as an entrepreneur. You actually implement these things and put them into place, which I really appreciate. So then why the concept of a home-based business in addition to everything else you're working on? Where did that fit in?
Well, everyone is trying to, supplement their income. They're always, that new American dream. The first American dream was to own your own home. Now it appears to be to own your own business. And as I saw that coming to be, there was no marketing products that I saw that was geared to the home-based business. It was more, because marketing is expensive. And just to get I had a client come in, and just to have a marketing company design a brochure cost him over $2,500, and he didn't even get any product with it. And I was like, oh, my goodness, there's no way these home-based businesses are going to be able to afford to hire a marketing company if that's the going rate for those type of services. So I wanted to grow with the success of a small business and start out with affordable things that they can do, affordable branding, affordable logo design, affordable product design, everything that they need to get their business to that next step. Because, you're just spinning wheels if you don't have access to that type of support. So that's where I expanded to helping the home-based business, the small. It's really kind of dear to my heart, mainly because my mom, her business, it's a traditional retail, and she had no help at all. And she just basically faked it all the way through. So now, luckily, 30 years later, she's got a very successful business, but I saw the struggle. And I just wanted to be a solution to that for other entrepreneurs that are out there that doesn't have the mind to do the marketing on their own, and they need that that consultation, you know, the consulting for that. So I want it to be available for that.
Right. And, you know, I know the people that sell marketing materials for like that $2,500 thing, and you just say, you know, I kind of get it. It's kind of like the plumber that comes over and fixed the leaky pipe and he replaced the 15-cent washer and charged you $150. It's kind of like, I kind of get it. If you don't know how to do it yourself, maybe you have to pay for that experience. But, wow, that was a really expensive experience. So when you can be more friendly to the people that you're working around and be able to help them, and also you can make them part of your team perhaps, then you really do provide a very valuable service because they got to make the money from somewhere. So I know the economy has to roll on these things, and if you probably take a look at it as far as an economist, you'll probably figure out how that money to that marketing company trickles down to everybody else and the whole ecosystem works. But the reality is yikes, it's kind of expensive, especially if you're trying to do stuff on a shoestring budget, and many people are trying to do that, especially now, where there's some challenges associated with stuff. So in reference to business, let's talk about some of the pros and some of the cons of running that traditional business, and then we'll, and maybe after the break, we'll talk about some of the pros and the cons as far as the home-based business. So this way people can actually have like their eyes wide open and realize that, okay, well, you're never going to run across anything that's totally positive or totally negative. You have to balance these things out and watch for the potholes and celebrate the victories, if you will. So what are some of the pros and the cons of running a traditional store or a traditional office with brick-and-mortar building?
Okay. Well, I would say that I'll start with the pros. And I think that the pros are that you're easily accessible to you, your client base, if that's something that is needed. You know, you have the opportunity to present yourself because a lot of times it's first impressions. And, you know, a lot of people like to make that within their office, you know, having a nice office or a retail shop. I think that the pros as well is that you have a little more, I don't know, you have freedom to kind of do what you want in your own space. And that's really kind of nice because you can really expose exactly what you're trying to present to people that come in. So I think that's a great way of, of just branding yourself, and you can put that branding into that type of space. So it is a good thing to have retail space if you can afford it and if it works well in your budget.
Right. So it's the image that you get, you know, because you have a retail store, you know, there's someplace on this with a sign, if you will. You get more of a controlled environment because as I replay my life backwards and I think about, well, when I was younger, would my home be something that I could really run a business with? And the answer is hell no. I had three young kids running all over the place, you know, two or three dogs, you know, got a turtle, a bird. I mean, it's a fun place to hang. It's a fun place to live. But no way in the world would I bring a customer. And, would I really want to expose all of my business to my family or vice versa, my family to my business? I mean, there are some customers that I work with that I want a professional distance from, if you know what I mean. So I don't need to have that involvement. Same thing with employees. Like, if you're hiring employees, do you want all your employees to come to your home as well? And the answer is maybe not. So that's some of the benefits of having a retail storefront, if you will. It's a safe space. It gives you the image, all of those other benefits. What are some of the downsides of that real estate space that you have, as far as an office is concerned?
Well, I think the biggest one is location and cost, and your location is going to typically determine your cost. And there's so many different kinds of options available that makes it kind of mind blowing. You have your traditional high rise office building that you rent a suite from, or you have the retail storefront that you maybe have some space in. You have those little starter office plexes where it's almost like a hotel for offices. So it's just one of those, there's just so many options, and the expense can be, you know, if you don't understand how they charge, they usually charge per square foot, and you have the triple M and the triple, some people call them triple E. I mean, you just have so many different things that cost-wise can really eat into your profit. And if you don't need that space to make the money, then you're really kind of paying for nothing. You're paying for nothing that's going to result into a big return for you. So I would say that was the worst draw.
Right. So some of the downside is it usually takes a contract. So you're signing up for a year or a three-year lease. And anytime you have a contract, you might have to review. Yep, and then you have to worry about the first couple of months' payment and then probably some kind of a build-out because it's not going to be built out exactly the way you need it. You could be upside down easily, thousands of dollars just to get the keys to the door, and you're on the hook for the next, whatever, 1 year or 3 years, depending on how you want to do things. And that's just for the ability to say, I have a space over at XYZ Street. So it's kind of expensive, and not all businesses work out. So what are you going to do if it doesn't work out? Then you have all the ways to have to untangle that stuff. And that's why a lot of people go bankrupt, you know, if they open up a business and it doesn't work out because they put themselves in such a huge expense. Then there's the other stuff. Like you got to have electricity, and then you have to have phones. And I've experienced that business rates are usually not as cost-effective as home rates. So business rates for phones or, you know, cable or, you know, for the internet or other things like that, that stuff adds up. You could be, you know, a couple of $1,000 in the hole that you need in sales, profit from sales, before you even get started thinking about profit for yourself or anybody else. So just that physical location could be several $1,000 every single month that you have to worry about cracking. So that's one big thing. And let's do this. We're going to come back on the other side of this. So we're going to take a little commercial break first before we get too far into this. We'll be right back. You're listening to Ginny Barnhart on Pocket Change Fortunes Radio. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Ginny Barnhart. You can check her out. Go to Pocket Change Fortunes Radio on Building Fortunes Radio. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com, we made it simple for you. You can even do / pocket change. And if you're looking for anything regarding real estate, or anything like that, if you're in the Cincinnati or Ohio area, you definitely want to check out Ginny. If you're interested in home-based businesses, she can do that worldwide. And for my feedback, anytime you can run across an entrepreneur that's willing to guide and help you and coach and all that sort of stuff, jump on it, because this could really be a life-changing event. So we were talking a little bit about some of the pluses and some of the minuses of running a traditional retail store business, or, you know, where you might have an office, if you will. And some of those first expenses are pretty lengthy. And then there's some other ones as well. Government regulations, right, permits, all that other sort of stuff can eat away at your profit and also grind away at your time. A lot of friction, I call it, when you're running a regular retail store. Okay, then you have to worry about alarms and burglaries and all those other types of things you probably won't have to worry about if you're running a home-based business. Okay, so that's the retail part. Anything else you want to add on to that?
No, I think that you covered it. I mean, like you said, you can go into debt before you even get the keys. And, you know, it's just not the best way to start your business.
Now, then let's take a look at some of the pluses and the minuses of a home-based business. So what are some of the pluses and minuses of a traditional home-based business?
Okay. I would say I'll start with the negative again. And I would think that, one, like you said, it's hard to separate home and life just because – I mean, I'm sorry, work and home. Simply because you do have – you know, many people have children and pets and, you know, life is just going on. So that's kind of the downside of working from home. Another thing is typically You don't want to use your address as your business address. So a lot of people will get P.O. boxes and things like that. So it kind of gives a kind of a shady connotation to the business when there's a P.O. box. So that's kind of a negative to working from home. You know, one of the things that you mentioned was, you know, you really can't take advantage of some of the business services such as cable and internet and things like that. I'm not saying that they're that much better, but typically you're getting a little bit more bandwidth. So typically you're not going to get that in a home-based business, but a personal account is going to be just as sufficient as having the business. So it's not that much of a problem. But yeah, those are some of the negatives just because, again, it's, you know, when you're building a business, you need to really focus, and sometimes it's hard to do that at home unless you have a space kind of carved out for that.
Right. I have found that for whatever reason, I guess maybe just the advancing times, that it has become even easier to run a business like a business from home than ever before. So I'll give you like a specific example. I was able to change my cable to a business cable, my internet connection, and I get competitive rates, faster service, and guarantees of less downtime. And I work from home. So I used to have a separate office as well. So if the IRS is listening, I used to have a separate office from home. We used to have all those traditional expenses. But when I decided that, you know what, I just don't need it, because I was winding up spending all this extra money. I'm like, well, why are we there? We're working. We like to work from home. Why don't we, if we can, why don't we just work from home? So, you know, servers are in a different location and stuff like that. So I could probably do it. So for those people listening in, I was actually able to get business cable and business cable pricing at a residential area. The times kind of caught up with my needs. And the same thing with my phones. I was able to change my residential phones to business phones. So for all those people that are thinking about tax deductions, I was able to change everything over to business. So there's no blurriness between what's a home line and what's a business line. They're real business lines. And nowadays, especially with the frequency of high-speed internet, I don't have to worry about entertaining people at home anymore. Number one, a lot of them want to stay where they are. So as a result of, like, those Zoom meetings and Skype and any other ways you can visually see people and webinars like we've been using from GoToMeeting, like, since forever, I really don't physically need to see my customers or my independent contractors or anything else like that in person. I can see them through the internet, and that's fine for me and more or less probably even fine for them as well. They appreciate being able to do their thing working from home as well. So it's a great balance. So I think the technology is catching up with what was some of the downside of running a home-based business before, because usually before you had to do a home-based business, you might have to have somebody actually come to your home, pick up stuff, come to your home for a meeting. Nowadays, they don't want to do that. You don't want them to do that either. A lot of people, now some people like the socialness of it, and you can still do that. But for a lot of the things, you don't have to worry about doing that super Saturday unless you want to, you know, or that evening conference call unless you want to. You can do a lot of work from home, which I think is one of the pluses that used to be almost like a negative because you couldn't do that stuff before. So I'll let you punctuate anything else that I just mentioned right there.
Yes, you are correct. I mean, technology has changed everything, and that includes the way we do business. And, you know, we just don't really need the office space anymore. I mean, you don't need, you know, the computers aren't huge anymore. You remember when they used to take a whole room? You don't have to worry about storing paper. You can, you know, save things online and remotely now. So, yeah, I mean, that's definitely, right now, it's like wherever your computer or your technology is where your office is. And I think that is what makes it a lot easier to work from home, because even companies are paying incentives for their employees to work from home. They're willing to put the expense into setting up their offices in their homes because, one, they don't have to pay for the overhead of a building, and people do prefer just working from home for any kinds of reasons. They could, you know, there would be a reason that they would rather work from home. And I think that's that's definitely a benefit for working from home, is that you can basically, you know, you can choose to dress waist up and not worry about the rest of it, you know, because, again, with the Zoom meetings and GoToMeetings, you know, it really doesn't matter how you work or how you decide you want to work, because you're at home, and the freedom is pretty nice to be able to work the way you want to.
Excellent. So I wanted our very first radio show for people to learn a little bit more about Ginny as a person and a mom and now a grandma and all that sort of stuff as far as a business owner. So for those people listening in, if you go to our very first radio show, you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/pocketchange or pocketchangefortunes, you'll be able to hear Ginny talk about her upbringing and, you know, her mom and the kids and the stuff that she does to run a family home-based business as well as a traditional business as well. And I wanted this one to be more along the line of, for you, if you're listening in and you're deciding on some stuff, helping to make that decision. I remember when I was looking for things to do, I was just like, man, I wish someone would just kind of like help me make that decision, point me in the right direction. So this way I'm not making the fatal mistakes and, you know, do I buy a franchise? When I was working for somebody else, I was like, do I buy a franchise? You know, what are some of the benefits? Can I run a home-based business? And things are way different than when I was looking. Buying a franchise was probably more of the traditional process that people would go by, and then I would have been stuck with the stuff that people get stuck with like today. And I was just telling Ginny yesterday, we were talking about how she has office space available, if you will, or virtual addresses available at her location, and how that's really like, wow, that's like the perfect scenario. So maybe on a future radio show, we'll talk a little bit more about that. So for those people listening in, you can see where it would really fit in. So Ginny, we have about a minute or so left. Why don't we wrap it up? I'll let you wrap it up however you want, and we will catch you next week.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Peter, for letting me be a part of your radio station today. I really appreciate it. And it's really fun for me to talk about the different things that I do because, you know, it's so vast. I sometimes have a hard time focusing on one particular thing just because my mind goes in so many different ways at one time. But, you know, it kind of helps me stay centered and focus on exactly what it is that I want to do. And that's just to, I would love to always be impactful on other people's lives, people that are trying to do what they can to improve their situation and grow their businesses. So I'm excited Excellent. To be a part of that.
Excellent. So if you're looking for someone to work with either on the home-based business side or if you happen to be in Ohio and you're doing stuff with real estate, you want to check in with all the different things that she does because we just kind of touched a little bit of the surface over here, so you want to check that out. And then we're putting together a classified ad site for Ginny as well. It's going to be 513-ohio-ads.com. And then we'll have this on a separate website as well. And I believe that, which one is that, Ginny? That one's going to be, which one is the radio show going to be on? Pocket Change Fortunes?
The Pocket Change Fortunes. Mm-hmm.
Right, so we're going to have that as well, and we're doing some other stuff with her residential real estate business. So if you are an entrepreneur or want to be an entrepreneur or interested in working with Ginny, make sure you check her out. How or what is the best way for people to find you?
Well, they can Google me.
Besides this radio show.
They can Google me, but no, they can also reach out to me by email, and that's Ginny@createnexus.com. And I'm happy to help anyone if they have any questions.
Excellent. We're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time. Thanks, Ginny.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.